Season 6 of Australian Survivor crowned its champion last night, and it was Queen Hayley taking out the title of sole survivor. Let's celebrate with her. Good morning, Hayley.
Good morning. How you doing?
Oh, my gosh. We are good. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good this morning. It has been a whirlwind of the last 24 hours. We just found out yesterday, and, it feels pretty good.
Have you ever been so happy to see people write your name wrong, Hayley?
Yeah, right?
H-A-I-L-E-Y.
Look, if that means that they haven't been writing my name down trying to get me out, then that's fine with me.
It was such a joy to watch you win last night, and finding out that you had a Survivor-themed 21st just made me feel even better, because you get the game, you're there for the right reasons, and you bloody won it.
Oh, yeah, it's so good. Yeah, I've been a fan of this game for 20 years. It's been going on in America for ages, and, I actually kept that a secret from all the other contestants. I didn't tell them I was a fan, and I would have just loved to talk about the game all the time, but I was trying not to because I thought it would be a big threat. So when my friends told them that, they were all like, what? They didn't know.
I thought that was a really smart play by you, because we never heard you mention it. And if you have watched the game for a really long time, which Damon and myself both have, you do understand it fundamentally. And the fact that you withheld that again, I was like, she is so smart.
I just thought going in, like, what kinds of things would make me seem threatening, and whatever those things were, I wanted to hide them. And not everyone is a huge fan of the game going in, which is totally fine. But I think that the people who did say they were fans, they were targeted early. So I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Hayley, I want to nerd out with you on a little bit of a Survivor thing now. I think maybe your crowning achievement of the entire game was how you managed the final four vote. So it was you, George, Kara, and Flick in the game, and you managed to negotiate a 2-1-1 split and get out of it yourself when you were really the target of that vote initially. How does that play out? Like, are you, kind of doing the math in-game and saying, oh, okay, I need this power couple, George and Kara, to turn on each other? Because that was masterful.
Yeah, look, I was pretty nervous going into that. I think you've been out there already for, 45, 6 days by then?
Sure.
So you kind of know the players and what their goals are and what makes them tick. So convincing George was pretty easy. He had already started thinking about it himself, right? Because he knew that there's no other way to get to the end unless he has someone who can beat Flick physically, because we all thought Flick would be a shoo-in to win. That was pretty easy. It's convincing Kara that I thought I wasn't going to be able to do. She wanted to play a game that was all about truth and loyalty, and she gave up her spot for George at one point, so I didn't think that I'd be able to convince her, but I just knew my last shot was to sit at that final four in tribal and just pitch to her and kind of work on her slowly. For the last 2 weeks, I've been telling her she had to make a move against George.
Yeah.
That would be her biggest move. And so it worked in the end. I actually thought I'd be going fire against her. I thought it would be a 2-2. So I was pretty excited when it came out of a 2-1-1.
Chef's kiss. So good.
Yeah. I feel like your physical strength, as you said last night, surprised all of us, but your mental toughness, especially in that last challenge, I'm so interested to ask you. You mentioned that you were using your pain research and all that knowledge you have to get you through. What techniques did you actually lean on?
Yeah, so I'm also a physio, so I have a good understanding of how the body works and injury and stuff. So that final challenge, I looked at it and I thought, all right, what is the worst case scenario in terms of injury? And all I could think was maybe I'll have a sore foot or get a blister. It doesn't matter if I stay there. It'll hurt, but it's not actually dangerous to me. So when you can make something less threatening, then you feel less pain. Pain is all about threat. And it's not just threat from your body, it's threat from all sources. Your brain's going to think, what is it in my whole life that's threatening? So if you can make the challenge less threatening in your mind, then you should really be feeling less pain as a result of that.
And that's kind interesting. I like that. How do you make things less threatening so that they're, not as painful for you to experience? I like that.
That's it. That's how we try to treat chronic pain as well. The body can heal itself really well, and you try to make everything else less threatening so your brain has less reason to create pain.
We are speaking to the latest winner of Survivor Australia. Her name is Hayley. Hayley, what do you make of the luck that is needed to win this game? Because, I mean, I would not want to go up against you in a job interview because you nailed the final tribal council last night. But, you know, you outwitted, you outplayed, you outlasted, but you also got a little bit lucky. So how does that factor into a winner's game?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you have to be lucky in this game. Like, the first point of luck comes at the tribe swap, and you could have the best relationship, but if you get in a tribe swap and you're in a minority, like, it can get really tough. Mm-hmm. And I kind of sort of planned for that and had some strategies about how to get out of that. I was a bit less, I was in a 4 or 5 minority, but there's also twists and turns. So I got voted out, and I was very lucky to have a chance to fight my way back in.
Yeah.
But that's also just part of Survivor. That's how it's evolved now. It's got so many twists, and it means that players have to be able to adapt. So you have to be lucky and you have to be able to adapt.
I think you did very well at adapting. And what you said as well about, you know, that person in the middle is the person with the power. And that's so true. I always think about Sandra from one of the American seasons.
Yeah.
And she's won it twice.
The other queen.
Yeah. And
the real queen.
Yeah. She said, I don't care who it is as long as it's not me. And I always think about that with Survivor. And that almost played into your game a little bit as well, because you were sitting there going, all right, I've got to play everybody at once. And you did it so well.
Yeah, I definitely took some advice from her, going up, not actual advice, I didn't get to speak to her, but, like, watching her game, that whole strategy of anyone but me, like, and in the end, that's it. Like, it does hurt to have to vote your friends out, but, like, in the end, you don't really want to sit next to people who you think can beat you, so you need to vote everyone out at one point. It's just, what order are they going to go in?
Some point in the future, we're sure to see Survivor All-Stars Season 2. Will Hayley Leak make up part of that cast? Will you take that call, Hayley?
Oh, look, I'm a massive fan of the game, so it would be pretty hard to turn it down, I think.
We would love to see you out there again. It was a dominant performance and a well-earned win. Hayley Leak, your new sole survivor. You can catch up with the Survivor finale and the entire series on 10 Play. It was a great finish. You should definitely do that. Thanks so much, Hayley. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks so much, guys.